Good morning, this is Case, and today we are reading from Genesis 7. And one of the things I like about Genesis is the amount of hope that is found everywhere. And though this passage might not feel like it, I think there still is a lot in there. So listen for it while I read it, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Genesis 7. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your households, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, a male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the earth." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his son and his wife and his son's wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals, and of animals that are not clean, and of birds, and of everything that creeps on the ground, 2 and 2, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his son went with them, entered the ark. They and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to its kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark and rose high above the earth. The water prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed so mightily on the earth that all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind. Everything on the dry land in which nostrils was the breath of life died. He blotted out everything that was on the face of the ground, men and animals, and creeping things and birds of the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. As I said, I think this is a story of hope. It might not sound like it. It sounds like a story of disaster, of destruction. But when we read this story, we see that that God has not given up on his creation. Yes, there are things in there he doesn't like, that he blots out in this chapter. But he has not given up on his creation, not on the people, not on the animals. And he makes sure that even though everything dies, they survive, their kind survives in the ark. God made the earth, and at the fall, creation was cursed, and yet he did not give up. Even here in this chapter, he does not give up. God does not give up on his creation. He sent his son because he did not give up, but wanted to take this creation and turn it back into what he intended to be. And one day we will live on a restored earth, where heaven and earth will be the same thing, where there will be no more sin, no more pain, no more death. We will live with God day to day, knowing his presence everywhere. And that's the message of hope that is there in this chapter. And I wanted to leave you with that this day. And I encourage you to remember wherever you go that there is hope, because God has not given up on us. Father, I want to thank you that we can trust you, and that nowhere ever you give up on us. Lord, you have a plan for your creation. And even though we spoiled a lot of things when we sinned, Lord, you did not give up. And you still have that plan for your creation, that plan for us. For us to live with you eternally in a place that is literally heaven on earth. Thank you, Lord, for you are good.